This is a repeat of an earlier program. You are listening to Coast Access Radio.
This is my favourite part of the day because I have Gail with me. Gail at the table, and we're laughing because, well, we've been talking food and pizzas and
we've already done it.
We've done the show.
Yeah. Just between us. But anyway, I did bring in some porridge buns. Now, I'm not sure whether a photograph of that's going to end up on the Facebook page.
I can.
Okay.
Well, I know people. I can get it organised.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because I did make those porridge buns with the leftover porridge. And I must admit, when I was mixing it, and I was thinking, well, I wonder what these are going to taste like. Well, I had one out of the oven, and it was lovely. It did make 12,
okay.
And I did them in the muffin trays in the end because I wasn't sure whether they'd spread or not. So I did them in the muffin trays, and I oiled the muffin trays, I might add, because it doesn't say that when we were talking about them. So I oiled the muffin trays, just the small, normal ones, and I made 12, but I reckon I could have made 8 with a bit more, size-wise.
Oh, okay, a bit more.
Yeah, but it was just an experiment. And anyway, a photo might end up with it. It'll get 12. And I can see why Chris Rutherford, if you're out there, I can see why they were popular after daycare. They are nice.
Well, we will put that photograph up on our website. And if you're really lucky, listeners, I'll get my fingers working and type up the recipe.
Good.
And put that up there with it.
Okay. Well, today we're talking about food before, and Catherine tells me she makes this herself. But anyway, I'm going to give it to you. It's cucumber tzatziki, and I hope I've said that
beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful.
And it's a Middle Eastern dip, I suppose you could call it. And a lot of people have it on pita breads and, you know, with meatballs and things like that. Nice and refreshing, actually.
Yeah.
I like it myself. But anyway, today we're going to do it. So it's 500 grams of drained natural yogurt. And I have got a few cook tips that I can give you after. I'll just briefly tell you. 1 telegraph cucumber unpeeled and seeds removed. 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 to 3 garlic cloves, and I think 3 garlic cloves, go whammy with the garlic, and a handful of parsley, which I brought some in for Catherine today.
That's gorgeous.
Dill or mint, coarsely chopped, and of course we always had the lemon juice with this, and a good grind of pepper and salt if you've got the the sea salt. So that's what our ingredients are. Now, you're coarsely grating the cucumber. Of course, you've taken the seeds out, but leave that skin on. Place in a sieve and sprinkle with 1 teaspoon of salt and let stand over the sink for about 1 hour or over a bowl in the refrigerator, which is overnight, to get some of that water out. Squeeze out the excess water, just like you do with zucchini.
Yeah.
You know, same sort of thing. Squeeze it out with a paper towel or, a nice clean tea towel and let that dry on paper towels or on your tea towel. Stir together with the yogurt, garlic and chopped parsley and season with the lemon juice, pepper and salt to taste, and makes approximately about 1.5 cups, so they tell me.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Which is, probably something that you can actually eat in one sitting, quite frankly.
Well, I was going to say, when I make it, I lose half of it because I eat it. It's so delicious.
Yeah.
I make it with coconut yogurt because of, what I do.
Well, there you are. That's a variation.
Yeah, it's Greek yogurt you can get in the supermarket.
That's
easy peasy.
Yeah.
But really good for your tummy.
Oh, the coconut yogurt or any yogurt.
Oh, yeah,
good.
Even the coconut yogurt, really good for your tummy. And parsley so good for you, and cucumber good for your skin.
Mm.
So it's an all-over amazing dip.
Right. Well, there you are. Well, I've got a couple of cook tips, and I'll just quickly look at them. But if you want to, you can actually, let me see, is it the yogurt that you can actually do the same with the yogurt as you did with the cucumber?
Yeah.
If you want to get a bit of that liquid out. But you can drain that too as well, because all the whey comes out because that's, in the yogurt. And you can do that. See, an 800 gram pottle of yogurt. And what did we use in this one?
Was 500.
Was it a 500? Yeah. Well, sometimes when you drain it with all that liquid gone, it ends up being about 300 or 400. So it's up to you. But if you get a little bit of liquid out, that's great. But I don't think it matters too much with the dip. And to remove seeds from the cucumbers, I don't know whether you know this tip, but you slice the cucumber in half lengthwise and remove the seeds over a bowl or sink with a teaspoon. There you are.
There you go.
Nice and easy. For tomatoes, but I don't think we've got any tomatoes in this, but you could probably serve it with tomatoes. But I always throw mine in boiling water if I'm doing something with tomatoes. Take that skin off. So,
okay.
You know, don't like eating tomatoes when you come across a piece of cooked skin off the tomatoes. Not nice. So that's what I do, and it doesn't take long. Good old boiling water. But anyway, that's our dip. And the illustration here is beautiful, and I'm going to show that to Catherine.
Oh, that is exactly how mine looks.
Not, oh, that's good,
not,
dear.
Not
so
really.
She's a professional at this.
No, I'm lazy. I don't take any of the water out. I throw it all because I eat so much of it.
Well, there you are. You don't have to, but it was just a tip. That
that's
was
a really
all.
Nice and presentation too. Yeah, with the
it
mint
is
on top.
Beautiful.
Yum.
Well, with that on top, and of course, all the bits of green is the green from your skin of the cucumber, which makes it look nice too as well. And it's on a plate with a whole lot of meatballs. Yum, yum, yum. So that's the beginning of today. So what are we going for next now, Catherine? Are we going for the beetroot chutney?
I think we should.
Okay. So this is, I brought some beetroot in, so I think she's going to make some chutney as well. We'll see at the next program. This is quite a simple one, and I got it off a friend of mine. So basically, we've got 1 kilo of cooked beetroot, 2 medium onions, 450 grams of apples, which I've got on my tree. I must pick some today or tomorrow. 225 grams of sugar, 500 mils of vinegar. Now, it didn't state whether it should be white or malt. I don't think it really matters too much, but beetroot's dark coloured, so if it had malt vinegar, well, it's, you know, doesn't matter. Or white, really, but the malt probably has that little bit of extra flavour. 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon of ground ginger, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. That's it. This is for your chutney. Now, what we're doing is peeling the beetroot and cut into small cubes. Chop the onions and peel, core, and chop the apples. Mix all those ingredients together except the beetroot, because the beetroot's cooked, and bring to the boil and simmer for 30 minutes. Then add the cooked beetroot after that, what you've chopped up, and simmer for 15 minutes. Pour into hot jars, cover, and seal. How's that?
That sounds something even I could do.
And
that
I
sounds
think
really simple.
I think half that mixture makes about 3 jars. So let's just say that it makes, depending on size of your jars, let's just say 5 or 6 jars. So you could, you know, pass some over the fence for Neighbours Day. Is that gone? Probably has. You know how they have a Neighbours Day?
Do they? I don't know.
Oh, they
well,
do.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, and you could just hand a jar of this over, save one for Neighbours Day.
Yum.
So there we are, beetroot chutney, and I've brought some beetroot in today, and I've got some still left in the garden, so I think I'm going to have a go at this myself.
I am too. So
I'm
thank
a real
you for
beetroot
the
fan.
Gail has brought me in its biggest bag of vegetables, and it's just delightful. Celery, parsley, beetroot, then I'm going to attempt to make this.
Yep. And a few lemons.
Oh, some lemons.
Yeah,
oh,
some lemons. Yeah, they're big old lemons.
That'll go in the
tzatziki. Yeah. Oh, true. Mm. True. So that's 2 of our recipes, quite quick ones this morning. But we're going to move on now to this one, which might take a little bit longer. We're on to the Sicilian.
Yes.
Is that next?
Baked. Can you speak all of this in an Italian accent? That'd be great.
Oh, okay. I can't even think of hello in Italian.
Just
or Sicilian.
Ciao.
Ciao. Yeah. Right. So this is a baked cheesecake. I've always made cheesecakes that you don't bake, but I have made the odd ones that you do bake, mainly because of, you know, it's just easier to make one that you throw in the fridge, really. But anyway, this is a baked one, and it looks absolutely lovely. And we're back to the cheeses again, which is 1 kilo of ricotta cheese. So 2/3 of a cup of white sugar, 1/3 of a cup of flour, 6 eggs, 1/4 of a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 2 teaspoons of orange zest, 2 teaspoons of vanilla essence, and it says 1/8 of a teaspoon of salt. I'm not quite sure how you measure that out, unless you've got one of those little pile of teaspoons that have got every measurement that there is, right down to 1/8, I suppose. So if you've got one of those, use it. But other than that, just a good pinch of salt. Now, we're preheating the oven to 150 degrees Celsius because this is a slow cooker. You know, like, you know, you need a very low oven for it. And we're putting the ricotta in a large mixing bowl and stir it as smooth as possible with a rubber spatula. Now, obviously, that's a good tool to use. It must sort of really be a good mixer, you know, that it does flatten that. And then stir in the sugar and the flour together thoroughly into the ricotta. So stir that in, make sure it's well blended. Then stir in the eggs one at a time. And what do we do with our eggs, listeners?
We put them in a bowl first. A little bowl first? Is
That's
that right?
Correct. Oh, she's a good girl. It's like being at school. What do? She put her hand up. Yeah. So that's what you do. You put your egg into a little bowl. Make sure that you don't, especially six eggs. You don't want to ruin anything. And then blend in the vanilla, cinnamon, orange zest and salt and pour it into a prepared pan. Well, a springform one because, you know, we're going to take this out later and you can just springform it out. So, and don't forget, we love our baking paper and greasing it. So very important, especially for something like this because, you know, it could be a little bit slightly more expensive to make.
Yeah.
So we want to make it right and we want to make sure it comes out of the tin okay. Now, you're baking this in the centre of the oven for about 1.25 to 1.5 hours. So long baking, 150 degrees Celsius, until a light golden colour. Now, make sure the centre is fairly firm. And I know, I just, you know, open up, just touch the top of the cake and just see. Because if you feel it's wobbly, there's mixture underneath there that hasn't cooked. And then basically put a, cake tester in it too as well, just to make sure that there's no gooey mixture coming out of that. And then once it's cooked, cool on a wire rack. It will sink a little bit because they often do this type of cake. And cover and chill till serving time. Now, if you're brave enough, once you've released your springform tin, you could leave it on that, you know, the base, you know, leave it on it, and then just put it onto a nice cake plate. Because, I don't know, you could try and slide it off, I suppose, onto a cake, but we don't want any damage done. But it's up to you. If it's cold, it should be okay. Yeah. So that's our baked Sicilian ricotta cheesecake, and I'm sure you can serve that with yogurt. Or in my case,
cream.
Oh, yes. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Oh, there's an echo in this room now. So there we are. So that is our recipes for the moment, anyway.
I have got. Thank you, Gail. They sound amazing. I've got some Boogie Oogie Oogie for us to play.
Oh, okay. What country does that come from?
Well, I don't think it's Sicilian. But
oh, okay. We can pretend.
We'll have a play.
Okay.
Boogie no more. News come to the
Gail was saying before, she could just see all the Sicilians getting up and dancing to that song.
I can. Sitting out, you know, like in Sicily, you know, sitting out with a glass of wine, table, well, for one. And and anyway, basically, you know, I can see them with their street music.
Oh, it'd be beautiful. A village. They love to party.
They do.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this here, I was given to by a friend, Nancy, this next recipe.
Hello, Nancy.
Anyway, what I did was she brought them out and we... I think she was eating them when I arrived, so she offered me one, and I thought, ooh, they're nice. So I've got the recipe for that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm always on the lookout for recipes, listeners. So anyway, this is a multi-seed homemade health cracker, and I'm going to add there's no flour or dairy products in this, so just go for it. But nice with...
Tzatziki.
But anyway, nice with hummus or anything like that. Beautiful.
And even a bit of your beetroot chutney, probably.
Oh, well, yes. Now, a third of a cup of flax seeds plus 2 tablespoons of flax meal. Now, is that like a flour?
Yeah, it kind of gets ground up. It's basically still flax, yeah, but
could
it's ground
you,
up.
If you wanted to, Catherine, grind your own through the flax seeds?
Yeah.
Could you put them in a, you know, sort of a grinder, and do your own?
I've done that.
Yep. So if you bought a big bag of flax seeds, don't run out and buy flax meal, because you can probably do that. But anyway, that's the first ingredient. A half a cup of chia seeds, and they're whole, and a half a cup of sunflower seeds, and a half a cup of pumpkin seeds, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of dried herbs, and look, honestly, additional seasoning of your choice. So that can be anything, you know, onion, garlic, lemon seasoning, I don't know what you've got. So just to add a bit of that for flavour. 2 tablespoons of nutritional yeast, which I think is, somebody tells me you can get it from Bin In. I'm not sure.
You can get it also from Countdown. I don't know if you can get it from the Why Can I Countdown. Now, all vegans will know what this is.
Oh, right.
It's actually in Vegemite.
It is.
But you can get it in it, and it's, I can't think of the name, Bragg's, I think, is the brand.
Oh, yeah.
But I definitely know Countdown in Paraparaumu have it.
Oh, okay.
In the first aisle opposite where the veggies are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not cheap, but it goes forever.
No, but it goes a long way.
And you can use it instead of Parmesan cheese as well.
I know.
With it's a bit of salt.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. And some crunched up walnuts.
Nice on toast.
Yum. I put it on my spaghetti because I don't have Parmesan.
Oh, wow.
And it's really delicious.
Really yummy. Yeah, oh, there you are.
It's really good for you too.
That's good. Yeah, it is. Nutritional yeast. So one cup of water. So we're using water. So we're preheating the oven to 180 degrees Celsius. Now, line a baking tray with paper. Now, you could do the flat trays, but if you've got a couple of big slice trays, I suppose you could use those because they've got a lip on them. But to me, I think you'd be safe with lining a baking tray with paper. Now, in a large bowl, mix all the ingredients together and pour the water, the cup of water, over the mixture and let it sit for 10 minutes or so for it to thicken. Like a gel, you understand what I'm talking about, Catherine?
Yeah.
Yeah, like thicker. And after 10 minutes, use, again, a rubber spatula. They've said to use for this, so they've tried it and it's worked, to spread an even layer onto the trays, about 1/4 inch thick. So you'll have to just judge it, because these biscuits don't really rise. Not really.
No.
They might, I've already swollen, but... And then bake for about 25 to 30 minutes at that 180 degrees. Now, remove from the oven, because I queried Nancy about this, and you slice into squares with a large knife or a pizza wheel. So you cut them into squares then, okay? And then you flip all those crackers over. I said, you mean you turn them all over one by one? I said to Nancy, is that what you do? And she said, yes, they flip them over. And then you're putting them back in the oven for another about 15 minutes or so, because they need that extra cooking. And when they come out, you certainly wouldn't want to cut them then.
No.
Because they are firm.
Yeah.
And all you'd have is a lot of stuff that you could turn into breadcrumbs or put it outside for the birds, which would be a typical waste. So that's what you're doing. You turn them over, cook them for a bit more, take them out. Let them go cold and store them into an airtight container. and there you are.
And they'll be gone in a week.
Oh,
for sure,
I'm sure they would. Yeah. So quite easy to make, especially when you're just putting it all together. It's something that I'm going to try because I'm always looking for nice crackers. At the moment, I think I've got date and apricot crackers,
yum.
And they're nice. They're lovely. So that is a must, I think, if you like sort of having dips and things. So that's our multi-seed homemade health crackers.
Yum. I'm making those for sure because I want all of those ingredients.
Okay, right. Okay. So have we got time for some chilled honey and soy vegetable salad?
You betcha.
Okay, so we'll go for this. This looks lovely. We've got, this is easy too, so we've got some quite simple ones today. 3 parsnips, and I hope you like parsnips. I quite like parsnips. They've grown on me. I love them roasted. 3 parsnips, 3 carrots, 2 red onions, 2 kumara, 50 grams of oil, 2 heaped tablespoons of manuka honey, 1 tablespoon of soy sauce, 2 teaspoons of sesame oil, and 1 teaspoon of sesame seeds. Now that's all your ingredients. Peel your parsnips, kumara, and carrots, then cut into cubes, peel onions in quarter. I love red onions. In a large pan, bring the oil up to a very high heat and gradually add the vegetables so as not to lose the heat. You know when you put something in, especially chicken, I learned that off a cooking lesson that I went to years and years and years ago with it was a girl's ladies' night out before she got married. Anyway, went to a cooking class. So it was lovely because we were able to have a glass of wine. And that's what they stipulated. When you're putting chicken into the wok or a big pan, just put it in slowly because otherwise it's got to sizzle. And otherwise it'll stew. It'll just stew.
Yeah.
So I've always remembered that. And same with these vegetables. Just keep sticking it in when you can hear them sizzle and everything. And that means once you've got them in, well, that's fine. So, but just don't lose that heat. Add the honey and caramelize the vegetables. When all the liquid is evaporated, add the soy sauce and the sesame oil and transfer to a baking dish. Now, if you've got one of those baking dishes that you can put in the oven under the grill for 5 minutes, I keep saying I must get one of those, and then toss the sesame seeds through it and grill for a further 5 minutes. So, you know, that just puts the finishing touches of it. And allow to cool and refrigerate. And then you've got this lovely chilled honey and soy vegetable salad for when your guests arrive.
Let's have a look. Oh, that's delishimo.
Yeah, it's nice.
I've just, as Gail's been talking, I've written down the ingredients to go to the supermarket because you've just made me really hungry.
Well, isn't that nice and easy?
Really easy.
Lovely.
Simple,
manuka honey,
tasty.
Good health product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there you are.
Oh, you're a delight.
Wow. I think it's been
these
great.
These tummies in Kapiti and Horowhenua and whoever else around the place downloading your recipes off the website, we're all getting very hungry and eating well and healthy.
Well, you can go and have a porridge bun after this.
Oh, yes. Let's do that.
Okay.
Right. Put the kettle on.
See you next week.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air. Honey, honey.